For Lord, open thou my lips.
Sin, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. This is the word of the Lord. A reading from the Gospel according to St. Luke, chapter 18, verses 31 through 34. Please rise for the reading of the Gospel. Then he took the 12 aside and said to them, "Behold, we are going up to Jerusalem, and all things that are written by the prophets concerning the Son of Man will be accomplished. For he will be delivered to the Gentiles and will be mocked and insulted and spit upon, and they will scourge him and kill him. And the third day he will rise again. But they understood none of these things. This saying was hidden from them, and they did not know the things which were spoken. But thou, O Lord, have mercy upon us. Thank you. text that Pastor Schultz chose for Ash Wednesday is from the book of the prophet Isaiah, chapter 53, reading from verse 2 through verse 6. For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant and as a root out of dry ground. He has no form or comeliness, and when we see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, and we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we did not esteem him. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. Please be seated. The theme Pastor Stoltz chose for this evening is the call of the cross. And you might well ask, how does the cross call anything or anyone, or what is its call? The cross, in and of itself, is nothing but a hunk of wood. In fact, it's less than that and worse than that. It's a tool. It's an instrument of torture. It is, in and of itself, a means of execution. Thinking of the cross by itself in that light, it would be like making a big thing over an electric chair or a guillotine. But of course, the cross is not, to the Christian church, simply some form of execution. It's a symbol. And as a symbol, it does issue a call. And I suggest to you, on this Ash Wednesday, its call is a call to repentance. Down through the centuries, Christians have gathered on Ash Wednesday. In fact, it's called Ash Wednesday, because they gathered together and received individually the imposition of ashes. That, of course, is based on God's word to Adam in the Garden of Eden, Genesis chapter 3, verse 19, when God is pronouncing the results of man's rebellion in ignoring the word of God and doing what he commanded not be done. He says, "In the sweat of your face you shall eat bread till you return to the ground, for out of it you were taken. For dust you are, and to dust you shall return." The imposition of ashes is certainly a call to repentance. So I suggest we ask ourselves that old Lutheran question about repentance. What does this mean? I think the common understanding of repentance is, well, it means I'm sorry that I did that I shouldn't have done. Or, I'm sorry that I didn't do what I should have done. And that pretty much sums up the common understanding of what repentance is. But our Lutheran confessions make it very clear that there are two parts to repentance. The first part we just described, recognition of our sin and error. The second part, says the Augsburg Confession and its apology, is faith.
two go together.
And there are biblical examples. I can think of two right off the bat, where the first part was there, and sadly the second part missing. I'll just refer to the one, probably the primary example, from Matthew's Gospel, chapter 27, beginning with verse 3. Then Judas, his betrayer, seeing that he had been condemned, was remorseful and brought back the 30 pieces of silver to the chief priests and elders, saying, I have sinned by betraying innocent blood. And they said, what's that to us? You see to it. You take care. Then he threw down the pieces of silver in the temple and departed, and went and hanged himself. Certainly remorseful, was he not? He did all that you might expect him to do. In fact, all that's humanly possible to do about our own sin. He made confession, and he did so to the religious leaders of the day. He made confession and recognized it as sin, and then he returned those pieces of silver. And that too is proper part of contrition. You don't make confession of stealing and then go out and spend what you stole. You return it. What's missing? That other thing that our Lutheran confessions point to, faith. You see, contrition is what we normally think of when we talk about repentance. Repentance is contrition and faith. And the question is, faith in what? There comes the symbol of the cross and its call, I would say. The symbol of the cross is not simply a symbol of any old execution. It's a symbol of the death of the very Son of God himself. His death for all death. Verse 5, the text that Pastor chose. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon him. And by his stripes we are healed. His death is our death. But it goes beyond that. It's not just death. It's what the scriptures call the second death. Sin separates us from God. The second death, as it's called, is eternal rejection by God. On the cross, Christ suffers, my God, why have you forsaken me? As he suffers the pangs of hell for you and for me. Can God forsake God? Jesus told his disciples when they questioned him on another matter, with man, it is impossible. But with God, all things are possible. There are two basic doctrines in the Christian faith revealed in the scriptures. And everything there is either one or the other, falls into one or the other categories. Doctrines that oppose each other. The law and the gospel. I used to like to teach my junior catechism kids a little SOS. You know, if you think about our relationship with God, it is one of SOS, isn't it? There's another SO I could use that refers to where we're at without that cross. But that SOS, I taught them to try and help them distinguish between the law and the gospel. Proper distinction of law and gospel, according to C.F.W. Walther, is essential. So, SOS. For the law shows us our sin, shows our sin. For the gospel, SOS, shows our Savior. So, the symbol of the cross. Is it law? Or is it gospel? Does it show our sin? Or does it show our Savior? What more powerful message of the horror of God's wrath against our sin could there possibly be than the torture, forsaking, damnation of the Son of God, Jesus Christ, both God and man? Okay. But what more powerful message of the love and mercy of God toward us sinners could there possibly be than the torture, forsaking, and damnation of His own Son in the person of Jesus Christ? Is the cross in its call, its symbol, is it a symbol of the law or the gospel? Yes! All we, like sheep, have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. And the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you.
We continue with the confession, which is printed on page 22. O Almighty God,
merciful Father, I am a poor miserable sinner. Confess unto thee all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended thee, and justly deserve thy temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them. And I pray thee of thy boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy innocent bitter sufferings and death, of thy beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor sinful being.
Upon this your confession, I, as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto all of you, and in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sin, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, Drink from it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the remission of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Jesus Christ, forgive them to death, for your forgiveness of your sins. This is the true body, for the sake of Jesus Christ, forgive them to death, for your forgiveness of your sins. This is the true body. Jesus Christ, given unto death for the forgiveness of your sins.
Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, shed for you for the remission of your sin. Take and drink the blood of Christ shed for you. Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, shed for you for the remission of your sin. Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, shed for you for the remission of your sin. The peace of the Lord be with you always. The peace of the Lord be with you always. The peace of the Lord be with you always. The peace of the Lord be with you always. The body and blood of our Lord strengthen and keep you steadfast in the true faith unto life everlasting. Go in peace.
Jesus Christ, given unto death for the forgiveness of your sins.
Take and drink the blood of Christ shed for you for the remission of your sins.
the true blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, shed for you for the remission of your sins.
Please rise. We continue with the order of Vespers on page 42. Let my prayers be set before thee as incense.
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
O God, from whom all holy desires, all good counsels, and all just works do proceed, give unto thy servants that peace which the world cannot give, that our hearts may be set to obey thy commandments, and also that we, being defended by thee from the fear of our enemies, may pass our time in rest and quietness, through the merits of Jesus Christ our Savior, who liveth and reigneth with thee and the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Come, Lord Jesus, be our guest and